I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Debt, Treasury debt, United States debt, a significant debate in Washington all the time, how big the debt is and how it contributes to what you'd have to say is a slowing for the recovery and for the prospects of the United States. Bill Gross is a very famous man when it comes to debt. He runs the world's largest bond fund, sometimes just referred to as PIMCO. Right now, PIMCO's total return fund has made a significant move in U.S. Treasury debt, and that move may not be positive for the rest of us. Dan McCrum is the investment correspondent for the Financial Times, and his piece in the Financial Times, watching Bill Gross, what we know about PIMCO and its moves over these last months, points to an interpretation of the QE2 that tells me icebergs ahead. Dan, I hope I've said all that correctly. Icebergs ahead, QE2, that's a joke and all, but Bill Gross is negative. Holds minus 3% of the U.S. government-related securities at the end of March. Is that a surprise to the markets?
I don't think it's an enormous surprise to the market, no. We knew over the last few months that Bill Gross has been slowly cutting the amount of government securities and debt which he holds. And he has been very vocal. As you said, he's an extremely famous and well-regarded bond investor. And he's been very vocal in saying that he is worried about how little value there is in these government securities. And so he is voicing concern that as interest rates start to rise when this QE2 finishes in the summer, that's going to be a bad thing for bond investors. That is going to reduce the value of their holdings. So yes, in that sense, he is worried about the government debt market ahead. But he's not talking about a crisis here.
What does it mean to hold minus 3% of an asset? How do you do that?
Well, what you have to use is some derivatives. He doesn't tell us exactly what he's doing, but I suspect what he's done is he's sold Treasury futures. So in the future, he's agreed to sell Treasuries at a set price, which means in the context of his overall portfolio, it's a $240 billion portfolio.
Right.
So within that, about 3% of that will be in promises to sell people treasuries in the future.
Does that mean he shorted the U.S. treasuries?
It does mean he shorted the U.S. treasury.
That's exciting. Okay, I like people when you step up and say it that way. Now, what does he see? That's the next question. Remember that bonds, debt, the treasury bonds, are you'd have to treat them as counterintuitive. When their yield goes up, that means they're worth less. So,
yes,
so he's presuming the yield is going to go up. Why?
Well, because yields have been coming down for a very long time. Over the last 30 years, yields have slowly but steadily been coming down. And then since the crisis, if you remember, before the crisis, your normal interest rate set by the Federal Reserve was about 6%. And that's just come steadily down and down, so that it's now, or you can, if you're a bank or a big institution, you can almost borrow for nothing. And he's talking about here, the thing which we think about is, what am I going to get paid to lend the government money for the next 10 years? And at the moment, that tends to be between 3% or 4%. And he's just saying, that simply isn't enough. I think there's going to be inflation in the future, and if I agree to give you that money for 10 years, inflation is going to erode away the value of that holding.
Because inflation hits everybody, but especially debt holders,
yes,
hardest.
Inflation hits savers. It's very bad if you're getting a fixed amount of money back.
And there's a statement in your story, this is Dan McCrum of the Financial Times, about the QE2, what I am certain of is that these rates are not rates that provide a semblance of value. That means he's telling us that the Treasury is hoping that people will continue to buy something that he regards as valueless. Can I state it that baldly?
I would not say valueless. I think that might be a little strong. There's two arguments here. There is a big long-term argument, those icebergs ahead which you referred to, which is people are very worried about the ability of the government to finance the deficit and spending and the promises which they've made to people when they retire in the future. And that's the big debate, which is not really being addressed in Washington at the moment, but is the big long-term issue. And then he's also talking about, in the months ahead, he thinks interest rates are going to rise.
Right.
And so if you're an investor, then it's a bad idea to be holding bonds at the moment.
All right. Then now the Fed, the Treasury, Ben Bernanke, Lord God Almighty, the dollar, has been buying treasuries for some time. That's what QE2 is all about. And
yes.
And Mr. Gross says that the Fed, Mr. Ben Bernanke, is expecting us to pick it up after he stops. And he's saying that they shouldn't presume that. Is Mr. Ben Bernanke actually presuming that the private investor will start buying treasuries after the Fed stops?
Yes, because for the last almost 6 months and up until the end of June, Ben Bernanke has been and will continue to effectively be funding government borrowing. The Federal Reserve has been the one who has been buying the debt. That's the process that we call quantitative easing. Right. And that comes to an end. And Ben Bernanke's assumption is that because they've been buying, that's going to leave a gap for people like asset managers and insurance companies who would normally buy the debt. So because they haven't been, they'll have to catch up and they'll start buying once Ben stops in June.
Now, Mr. Gross made remarks at the end of February, early March, and your story indicates that he timed them well, because on March 21st, the Treasury announced that it was winding down its portfolio of mortgage bonds, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. That meant that he caught the wave. He got out at the top. Did other people follow him, Dan?
Yes, Mr. Gross tends to be very widely followed. And PIMCO has a reputation for timing these things extremely well. In the bond market, it has very close relations with government,
right.
And it is quite good at timing some of these individual moves. And the problem with attempting to follow it, of course, is whilst they are very vocal about what they do, and you'll always see Mr. Gross talking about this in public, generally they'll always be talking about what they've already done. So we're always working, say, a month behind what is actually happening at PIMCO at this very moment.
The bond market now, as it anticipates the end of QE2, is it in a holding pattern, or are other people charging in here where Bill Gross is led?
I would say a holding pattern is actually a pretty good description. There's a lot of people I'm hearing from investors is that they're relaxed about the end of QE2. When the first round, QE1, ended, that was actually quite good for the bond market. So they feel that on that evidence, things shouldn't be too bad once QE2 finishes in June. But there is a great deal of uncertainty about what does happen immediately when that ends. And then the bigger question for investors and sort of not just bond markets, but equity markets and the economy, is at what point does Ben Bernanke start to raise interest rates in the future?
Right.
And I think that's what a lot of people are still worried about and very uncertain about.
I hear screaming all the time, Dan. Dan, I note quickly on the bonds and rates chart in the Financial Times, the 2-year bond, the 10-year Treasury bond, and the 30-year Treasury bond are all higher rates than they were a month ago. Does that tell us that the story is moving in Mr. Gross's direction?
It has moved in that direction, but you have to remember that a month ago, that was at the peak of concerns when we were worried about the earthquake in Japan, and we didn't really know what was happening at the nuclear reactor in Fukushima. So over the last month, they have come back, but broadly, we're almost back to about where we started the year.
And so that's the holding pattern. Right now, Dan McCrum writing on watching Bill Gross from afar and his decision to go short the U.S. Treasury. That's right. Ben Bernanke has an adversary out there. He heads the largest bond fund in the world, Bill Gross of PIMCO. I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show.